Earlier this month, we examined the arguments for and against a ranked choice voting system, question 2 on the Massachusetts ballot. Now, we're focusing on question 1, the Right to Repair Law Vehicle Data Access Requirement Initiative. Tommy Hickey is the director of the Right to Repair Coalition, a group of 4,000 independent and local auto parts and repair shops, as well as consumers and drivers, who support question 1. He spoke with WAMC to make his case.
In 2012, I hope voters remember, we voted in favor of the Right to Repair ballot at a record-setting 86%. But there was a carve-out in the law. There was a carve-out for any wireless communications, a system called telematics. And right now, this year in 2020, 90% of cars, new cars, have this telematics system. So this ballot initiative closes the loophole, and it gives owners direct access to their wireless diagnostic and repair information. Right now, the car manufacturer, who has a monetary interest in controlling that information, is the only entity who has that information. And we're saying on this ballot, that's not right. The owner bought the car. Let's give that information directly to the owner of the car.
Can you explain how exactly data about cars plays into question one?
So if this ballot were to pass, the car manufacturers would have to create an open and standardized platform capable of securely giving the owner direct access to their wireless diagnostic repair information through a mobile-based application. So it would be accessible by the owner, and then the owner could authorize an independent repair shop or a dealership of their choice so that they can make the repair.
The opposition to this question framed their opposition as one of data security. What do you speak to those concerns around this question?
I think the car manufacturers have resorted to scare tactics. First of all, I want to mention that they say this is about GPS information, direct access by third parties, personal information. That's just not true. If you look at the actual language of the ballot, you'll see this is about mechanical information, and the Attorney General has also summarized this, necessary to diagnose, maintain, and repair the car. A number of cybersecurity experts have talked about this can be done in a safe and secure manner. Ed Davis, former Boston Police Commissioner, Security Ledger has written about this. Bruce Schneier teaches cybersecurity at MIT. And remember, car manufacturers are already doing this. They're already sharing this with their dealerships. So we know this can be done in a safe and secure way. And right now, they're using scare tactics because they have a monopoly on this repair information. And they're circumventing the 2013 law because this was carved out of it.
A large number of independent repair shops and auto stores have backed the Yes on One movement. What do they stand to gain from this passing?
What we voted for in 2012. We're a coalition of 1,600 independent repair shops and 40,000 jobs here in the aftermarket. Without the aftermarket, we all know what happens with the market. Prices go up, convenience goes down, and pretty soon you will be able to get your car fixed at a dealership. This is about updating a law that was already voted on. Technology, advancements in technology should not take away that choice. Without up-to-date technology in a competitive field, the consumers lose and 40,000 jobs here in Massachusetts are at stake.
Can you unpack that? Why are all those jobs at stake?
Because there's a new technology. There's a more efficient, there's a more competitive way. It'd be like saying you can't use your cell phone. You have to use a landline when a cell phone comes out. And the independent repairer and the car owner have to be able to evolve as the car evolves. And in a competitive field, if you don't have the best technology, if you don't have up-to-date information, you lose. Without a law to mandate car manufacturers giving this to independent repair shops, giving this to owners, they won't do it. They'll share with their dealerships because at the end of the day, dealerships maximize their bottom line and maximize their profits.
So at the end of the day, what's the takeaway for consumers if question one passes?
I think it's important for voters to know that voting no is not going to stop this technology. Voting no means car manufacturers will be the only entity that can collect this information and share it with their dealerships, meaning you will start to lose your repair choice when you get into these model year 2020, 21, 22, and beyond. Voting yes on this empowers you as a consumer to get direct access to that wireless diagnostic repair information, make you the gatekeeper of your own information. We believe as a coalition, if you bought the car, you should have the information necessary to fix it. And again, no means the car manufacturer still collects it. Yes means you, as the car owner, get direct access and choose where that information goes.